I think the opportunity for Intel to take the next steps with Morocco will involve its intellectual capital, not its physical capital or physical infrastructure.
That's Intel Chairman Craig Barrett speaking to reporters at a press conference in Rabat, Morocco. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net. Morocco is a country, and not to get too clever here in the use of cliches, is a country at the crossroads. It is at once a cultural landscape of Berber, Arab, Jewish, French, and Spanish culture. Its cities feel European and modern, yet many Moroccans have resisted becoming Western. Still, a walk down one of Rabat's streets in the late afternoon reveals the frenetic activity of a city on the go. The light is brilliant from the Mediterranean sunshine and from the reflected brightness of whitewashed buildings. School kids in their uniforms make their way home with loud laughing. The cafes are beginning to fill up with patrons reading newspapers with cigarettes and espressos. Traffic is choking, buses spew diesel exhaust, and businessmen and officials in their Mercedes-Benzes and BMWs wait impatiently at red lights. But this is the capital, not the outlying and rural areas where most of Morocco's 33 million people live, many illiterate. In a time where the emergence of the internet and information technologies have helped rewrite the world's economic boundaries, Morocco is at risk. Its literacy rate is low, 65% for men age 15 and above, 40% for women. Morocco has committed itself to eradicating illiteracy by 2015, part of the United Nations Millennium Development Goals. On this November day in 2007, I asked Craig Barrett about his trip to Morocco.
Part of the visit here was to follow up on some one-on-one computing experiences for young children, some teacher training activities, part of the Intel Teach program, and also to look at the introduction of some advanced courses on multi-core computer architecture and software applications in one of the universities.
So you had things happening, in a sense, on both sides.
We covered the entire educational spectrum today, as well as some government meetings, as usual, and seeing what's important in Morocco, what's going on, what are the desires of the government to grow the economy, how does IT play a role.
At the Hilton Hotel in Rabat, a band of traditional drummers and dancers performs in a courtyard for another event. But it provides a contrast to the press conference being held at the mezzanine level as Barrett talks to Moroccan and other reporters about the prospects for the country's participation in the new technology economy.
Intel is involved in educating young people around the world for really three reasons. One is, it's the right thing to do. It's part of our corporate social responsibility in giving something back to society. We believe that every child should have equal opportunity for education. That's the first point. Second point is, we focus on education usually in mathematics and science education for two reasons. One is that we employ people, engineers and scientists, who are good at mathematics and science. So getting more young people interested in mathematics and science is good for our business. Secondly, people who use our products typically have an understanding of mathematics and science. So there's a underlying commercial interest in educating the population to appreciate and use our products. I think it's important to understand that we donate about $100 million a year to education, but we don't divorce that donation entirely from the corporate goals. The corporate goals are to make high-tech products, to sell those products to users who understand and appreciate them. And so educating people who understand our products benefits the corporation in some degree, but it's also a philanthropic activity which gives something back to society. So there's a combination of goals.
For PodTech.net, I'm Jason Lopez in Rabat, Morocco.
United States.